With Winter Comes Darkness, written by Robbie Neal and read by Eva Seymour. The Peugeot doesn't stand a chance when the Mercedes livestock truck, carrying 150 unhappy sheep, ploughs into it on the back road to Creswick. It is the fourth day of June 1975, the fourth day of winter, and darkness falls by 5:30. Pippa, who is just 6 years old and loves nothing more than her ballerina Barbie, though Deluxe Curl Barbie comes a close second, has chosen to perch on the edge of the back seat, right in the middle, so she has a better view out the front windscreen because she isn't quite tall enough to see out the side windows. But her brother Max, who is 7, just won't stop the rib digging and the hair pulling, and when she complains, her dad, Liam, says, "Don't tease your sister, Max." And Max just keeps going, so finally she turns to punch him. She clenches her fist hard and she swings her arm out, and right at that moment, before her fist even has the chance to connect with Max's cheek, the truck lands on them. The Peugeot squashes up like a stamped-on Coke can. The engine deposits itself on Liam's lap. The metal frame of his glasses lodges in his face. The glass pops out of the frame, shatters, and lodges in his skin, and the steering wheel presses into his chest like a biscuit cutter and will leave a lifelong imprint, like a tattooed wagon wheel. Pippa's body is small enough that she flies towards the front seat, and the force of the impact pushes her up over the seats, past her father in the driver's seat, past the console, and into the front windscreen, which she hits like it's a slab of concrete. Still, she pushes on through. She flies through the window. On her body flies until it lands on a soft, grassy bed at the side of the road. Her arms are still outstretched. Her little hands are still clenched, ready to wallop her brother. The front passenger, Claudia, slams into the glove box and is whipped back against her seat. The car crushes up onto her and twists her wrist to an unnatural angle, cracks 2 ribs, and breaks her tibia in 3 places. When Pippa smashed through the windscreen, the glass shattered into Claudia's skin and settled there. When the car finally stopped screaming and tearing and crumpling, only Max is able to open his door and crawl out to collapse onto the road. The truck driver shakes his head, uses the sleeve of his shirt to wipe the mist from his window, and looks at the ball of mangled metal in front of him. He picks up his packet of Nodos Plus from the floor where it has landed after it had been flung off the console and shoves it down as far as he can into the crack in his seat where it meets the backrest. From the back of his truck, he can hear the terrified sheep bleating a discordant opera. They won't shut up.